In this bulletin, a sex scandal engulfs a Nationals MP. Labor outlines its refugee policy if elected. And Scott Johnson named Rugby Australia's Director of Rugby. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Nationals MP Andrew Broad has resigned as Assistant Minister to Party Leader Michael McCormack following allegations he used a website to meet younger women while on work trips. But Mr Broad has not resigned as MP of the Northern Victoria seat of Mallee. Mr Broad has referred himself to the Australian Federal Police for investigation. He says the party is moving forward.
I have accepted his resignation. It's the right thing to do. We need to get on and focus on the people who matter most to us. They're the constituents, and whether it's Mallee or wherever it is, we need to make sure that they are being well served.
Chris Dawson will leave a Western Sydney jail after being granted bail. Dawson was recently charged with murdering his wife Lynn in the 1980s. Magistrate Robert Williams granted the 70-year-old's bail application, saying he thought Dawson did not pose a risk to the community. The former rugby league player intends to plead not guilty to killing his wife when she disappeared from Sydney's northern beaches in 1982. The matter returns to court next year. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he's expecting a federal budget surplus of $4.1 billion in mid-2020, almost double the $2.2 billion projected in the May budget. He's also forecasting a smaller deficit of $5.2 billion in the current financial year, less than half the original forecast of $14.5 billion deficit for 2018 to 2019. The improvements come after the coalition received more tax revenue than expected, buoyed by employment growth and corporate tax receipts and a cut in spending. Mr. Frydenberg says the mid-year economic and fiscal outlook confirms Australia's economic strength under the coalition government.
Today's strong budget update is no accident. It's the product of hard-earned gains over more than 5 years. And these can be quickly and easily squandered should Australia allow the Labor Party to refer to their high-taxing, high-spending agenda, which, as they have shown before, is a recipe for less jobs and lower growth.
Federal Labor says it will take 4,000 more refugees and give $500 million to support the United Nations efforts on asylum seekers if elected to government. Labor leader Bill Shorten says the party will also look to boost the number of Australian officials in overseas countries to stop people smuggling at the source. But he says Labor's commitment to hardline measures, including boat turnbacks and offshore processing, remains. Mrs. Shorten insists it's possible to have secure borders, but to also look after people seeking asylum.
I want to rekindle Australia's reputation as a good international citizen. You can live up to our humanitarian obligations. You just require leadership in this country.
The University of Wollongong is defending its decision to run a controversial degree focusing on Western traditions. The Ramsay Centre, whose board of directors include former Liberal Party Prime Minister John Howard and Tony Abbott, will give the University of Wollongong more than $50 million over the next 8 years to run the course. Critics say the so-called Western Civilization degree offers an uncritical view of Western civilization and, due to the political links of the Ramsay Centre, infringes on academic freedom. Professor Theo Farrell, the Executive Director of Law, Humanities and the Arts at the University of Wollongong, insists the degree will be non-partisan.
This course is about developing critical thinking in our students. It's not at all about training students in what to think. It is training students in how to think and how to be, independent, critical thinkers for themselves.
Rugby Australia has appointed Scott Johnson to a new position as Director of Rugby and will oversee under fire Wallabies coach Michael Checker going into next year's 2019 World Cup. Johnson will also be part of a new three-person Wallabies selection panel, with Checker and another person to be appointed early next year. Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny and 27, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 33. Much the same for Melbourne, 22 degrees. In Hobart, a few showers and 17. Fine weather for Canberra, 30 degrees. In Wollongong, a possible shower and 23. Much the same for Sydney, 25. Partly cloudy in Newcastle, 27. In Brisbane, a shower or two and 29 degrees. In Cairns, mostly sunny and 37. And in Darwin, partly cloudy, a top of 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This This is SBS News.